All right, welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. Today, we're going deep on a topic that I think is going to resonate with pretty much all of our listeners: employee burnout.
Oh, yeah.
But with a
Okay.
twist, we're looking at how workforce software can help combat this, especially
Interesting.
in a place like California, with all the specific labor laws that they have there. Our guide for this deep dive is this excerpt called How Workforce Software Helps Fight Burnout in California.
Catchy title.
So let's jump right in.
All right.
I think it's interesting how we tend to think of software as part of the problem,
Yeah.
you know,
All the notifications and stuff.
not always connected, always on. But
Exactly.
using the right software the right way could actually prevent some of this.
Yeah, that's a really interesting angle.
So before we get to all that,
Okay.
let's set the stage, define burnout. I mean, we all get tired, right? But this is
Yeah.
more than just.
It's definitely more than just being tired. Burnout is this chronic stress. It just keeps going. And it leads to exhaustion cynicism. You just feel detached from your work. And it's everywhere. I mean, the studies show that a huge percentage of people are feeling these symptoms.
Wow. And then you add in all the laws and
Right.
code.
It's a whole other layer. California is really good to their workers, which is great, but it's a lot to navigate as an employer. All the rules about breaks and overtime, and that's where software can really
Okay, so
help.
how does software fight burnout? It seems
I
kind of
know, right?
counterintuitive. It
Well,
does.
think about it. What causes burnout? Long hours, unpredictable schedules, feeling overloaded. This software, if it's used right, can fix all that.
Okay.
Automated scheduling means, when you're working.
Right, predictable hours, better work-life balance.
Exactly. And accurate time tracking.
Especially important in California.
Huge in California. Make sure you're paid for every minute you work.
Makes sense. If you're always worried about getting paid, or if your shift is going to suddenly change, that's stressful.
It really is. And it can get even more advanced.
Oh.
Some software can, analyze employee data, hours work deadlines, and actually predicted burnout
Wow.
before it happens.
That's incredible. But doesn't all this tracking feel kind of big brothery?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, how can companies do this without being creepy?
It all comes down to transparency and communication. Employees need to know how the software is being used and how it helps them. It's a tool to support them, not a way to spy on them.
So it's not just the tech itself, it's how it's used.
Exactly. It's about a change in mindset from control to empowerment.
And that benefits both sides.
Oh, absolutely.
Happy employees or productive employees.
It's true, when employees feel valued, they're more engaged, they're more productive, they stick around.
Which saves companies money.
Saves them a ton, everyone wins.
So, what's the takeaway here?
I think the big thing is workforce software, when it's implemented right, ethically, can be a really powerful tool to fight burnout, especially in California with all their labor laws. It's about using technology to create a better work environment for everyone.
That's a great point. This has been really eye-opening. Makes you think
About what?
about the future of work. You know, maybe we need to rethink the traditional structures
Interesting.
and really put well-being first. Something to think about. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.